something else. Worst wind we ever had there.
Wow. That's really bad.
They put a big old steel barge way up there on the front street on the beach in base in Gulfport here.
Huh? Really?
They had to build a sand, a big old sand hill around it, all around it to sail it back in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. No way they could move it.
Good grief.
Had to build a pond and a sand bed all around it and dig and everything and put water in it and float it out there.
Okay. Now, if you thought something went on over there, a noise was going on, you might ask me, did you
hear that racket out?
Okay, and I'd say yes, I
heard it.
Okay. Now, speaking of your troubles, you might say, well, if you had some troubles you were telling me about, you might say, well, my troubles too. I
had trouble too, but I don't know if you could help me with it.
Okay. Now, if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little square piece of cloth to use as a
sample sack. You won't see it.
Okay. If she sees something she likes a real lot, she might say, well, that's a very
unusual.
I really like that dress. It's really
very beautiful.
It's really
pretty.
Okay. What might a woman wear in the kitchen around her dress?
An apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you use a
ballpoint pen now.
Okay. To hold a baby's diaper, you use a safety
pen. Now they have a little clip to put on them, you know, something to put on it, but they usually, you still use, some of them use pen, you know, safety
okay.
pen.
Now a dime is worth what? It's worth
10 cents.
Okay. Now, a cup you used to drink from in a pump or a well, it was made out of what? What metal? It might be made out of
tin. And I have seen them made out of gourd that were, with a handle, and they'd scrape them out good and clean them, and they'd use that for drinking for that bucket.
Okay. You might say that boy is spoiled. When he grows up, he'll have his trouble. Or
he'll be in trouble all his life.
He'll have trouble like his mother. Say, he'll have trouble.
He don't change, he'll get in bad trouble.
Okay. Now, what would you, when you get rid of all the brush or the trees on a land, you might say you did what? You
planted the land.
Okay. What would you call the second cutting of clover or grass? The old dead grass that's left on the top, maybe.
Well, you generally have cut hazel the second and third time. You clip it, you cut it the second, third time.
Yeah. Okay. What about a crop that hasn't come up? I mean, you didn't plant that year, it just came up. What would you call that?
Well, that'd be some of it would be